Welcome to the DevCon Archives, featuring top sessions from the latest DevCon, which took place in Bangkok in November 2024. These episodes spotlight some of the best talks from the largest Ethereum developer conference, showcasing the technical advancements, mission, projects, and novel ideas shaping the Ethereum ecosystem. All talks have been recorded. You can find them on archive.devcon.org. Let's dive into today's featured talk.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming to see my talk. So I guess we'll get straight into it. We've only got 7 minutes. So who am I? So my name's James. I am the engineering director for eBay's small but hopefully impactful Web3 team. I came from an acquisition about 2 years ago of an NFT platform called Known Origin. Now, really, myself and my team are really interested in looking at the Web3 landscape, looking at the eBay machine as it stands now, and seeing how this technology can potentially impact them and find value for buyers and sellers. And today, I'm going to talk about a topic called digital product passports, why I intrinsically believe Web3 is the right place for them. And I'm going to touch on four topics today, a topic called connected products, digital product passports, we'll talk about Web3, and we'll talk about commerce. But first, I want to set the scene and provide a little bit of vision of what commerce could look like. So you got to bear with me with this, right? So you walk into an office, you see your colleagues stood around a board. Maybe you're discussing the latest meme coin. You've got your Vision Pro 5000s on, some AR-enabled glasses. Not only that, it's looked in your address book, and it's noticed the PFPs of your colleagues and displayed them on screen. You know, shout out to any X-copy or squiggle holders in the room. Not only that, it's noticed that your friend Dan at the board has got a killer watch and the latest, greatest in sneakers. These products are connected. You've got to find out more. You double-tap your fingers. Some machine vision or AI vision scans these items, uniquely identifies them, and starts working out exactly which unique product they are. Not the product SKU, the actual unique product. After that, the digital product passport pops up, a digital layer linking the physical product directly in your face. Now, this is a vision piece only, right? But you can see the potential, you know, and you might notice as well, this is very much similar to how maybe NFT platforms looked trading NFTs a few years ago. From this digital link, you can see ownership. You might see if it's got a warranty. You might see trading activity on the secondary market, traceability, servicing insights. This is the vision that I want to talk about today, and this is my vision and potentially the future vision of how commerce might look in several years' time. But wait, before we go on, I think it's worth touching about some of the problems and challenges in commerce at the moment. And you know, the first three topics, you know, the supply chain is very difficult to wrangle for physical goods, aggregating lots of disparate information. Maybe the digital product passport is the perfect layer for this. You know, circularity, I bought a good on the primary market, how do I sell it? There's many websites, many marketplaces, all have different pros and cons. Maybe the product passport is the place where circularity will start. Maybe it will also tell you how to recycle this good at the end of its life. Maybe this product passport's the place where you'll get additional utility after your first transactional engagement with that brand or with that shop. And finally, the last three, there's some emerging regulatory insights coming from the EU. So from 2026, 2027, the EU will mandate digital product passports in things like batteries, fashion, white goods, collectibles. Now, the goal is to make things more circular and give consumers more choice. Maybe a tokenized digital product passport is the place where that will happen. The last two are digital physical experiences. A lot of the NFT space sort of tried to tackle this over the last few years with some mixed success. Maybe starting with a physical and adding on a digital is the right approach. And then interoperability for your items. For the things you own physically, how do you interop with the wider world? Again, maybe this digital layer. So this is the vision I've presented. Slightly wacky, really lo-fi. You know, this is not what we're building. This is a vision piece. But really, what does it enable? It enables a digital layer on physical, which is interactive product experiences, real-time information about your goods, you know, empowering customers, and then interoperability, where you can take your physical good and use it anywhere. And this is, again, what these could enable. And then really quickly, I've only got a minute left. Last but not least, what is this? So first of all, a physical item and a product connector. Really, a connector comes in many forms. QR codes, RFDIs, NFC chips, you know, machine vision we spoke about. And then you've got this digital layer. And this is what I talk about for digital passports. And this could be, you can own this thing, right? That's what crypto enables, ownership of digital items. Quickly, a few industry examples, 30 seconds left. There is already people playing in this game in the fashion space, in the luxury space. You know, maybe on-chain is the next online, and this change in consumer behavior will be a big driver for Web2 adoption beyond trading stonks and meme coins. And finally, why does eBay care? It's massive. We've got to be ahead of these trends. And why Web3? It's credibly neutral. It's a base layer. Frenemies can play together. Lots of composable great standards to build on, and interoperability and ownership. And that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That is very, very interesting in a very real world. Do we have any questions in the audience? Let's see. Anyone? Okay, cool. Ooh.
Hello, James.
Hello.
Quick question. When do you imagine a global platform like eBay showing its regular users, I don't know, an icon and some that's verified or something that says this come with a DPP, and of course you can check it visually, but when you acquire this pair of sneakers, this watch, whatever, well, you will also acquire this digital passport. Yeah, is there some form of an estimate timeline or?
Yeah, so I guess we may already be playing in this place in pilots, but you may not notice. And you know, we also go down the mantra of, you know, eBay users don't really care exactly, you know, what we're doing as long as they get lots of great value from it. So maybe we're already doing this and they don't know, and maybe next year it'll sort of be pushed up the rankings and things will become clearer. So, but there's also lots of luxury brands already playing in this place. Is the reality.
Right over there. Ooh, nice.
Hey, James. Based on eBay's sales numbers and that, what throughput do you think that you need from the underlying technology to serve your users?
Well, that's a good question. Well, I guess, you know, to get to eBay scale, you know, the end game, you know, it's hard to really talk about. It's a reality. It's hard to really say stuff in public. But, you know, eBay's a big, huge user base, billions of products, hundreds of millions of users. You know, in the last 2 years with the rise of L2s, there's an actual credible path for actually how to achieve the throughput and the scale that eBay, and that's what we'll be keeping an eye on, you know, as that space emerges.
One more question, and the last one. Right over there, the gentleman in the cap. It's going to be from over there, yes. Beautiful.
I've got to admit, I'm a bit confused as to what would be the advantage for the end user. This feels like a lot of overwhelming information that might not be tangibly beneficial. And it also, frankly, seems like a bit of a privacy nightmare. I can see how aggregating all of this kind of information in a, not centralized, but central point of identity could be problematic. So are there any, do you also envision a level of privacy associated with that?
Yeah, so privacy first, very true. We, you know, we think about this a lot. And, you know, is it right that you know this wallet owns 10 Rolexes? Probably not. You know, but we look at technologies like, providing proofs, selective disclosure, you know, zero knowledge stuff. You know, that's really where I think this will go. And it'll ultimately be at the behest of the holder of how much information that they should disclose. I do agree that privacy is a big issue in this physical space, much more than in digital is a reality. I can't remember your first question, sorry.
Okay, that's it for our question session today. Yeah. And can please reach out to James if you have any further question, any discussion you want to continue. Thank you again. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit archive.devcon.org to watch and listen to all the other DevCon talks. We look forward to seeing you next time.